Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. We'll get back into the basketball stuff a little later. Adam McAlvey joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. I think, Freems, what I'd like to do is, instead of like maybe I'm admitting that I was wrong about Jimmy Nelson, and we're not there yet. But instead of that, can we just talk about Baker Mayfield for 15 minutes, Adam? I think that was, there was nothing cooler than that, I don't think, over the weekend.
That is a very confident young man. He's got a little Ryan Braun in him, because I remember like the day Ryan Braun got drafted, and we do little interviews with the guys. Inevitably, one of the questions is, you know, when do you see yourself up in the big leagues? And the answer was always be something like, you know, quickly, I've worked really hard, I see myself moving fast, whatever it is. And Ryan Braun was like, you know, next year. And I could see Baker Mayfield doing that. If he were a baseball player and he got drafted, and he said, Baker, when do you see yourself in the big leagues? And he'd probably be like, you know, September, I'll be there.
Yeah, but you always want these athletes to feel that way because, I mean, they're playing at a high level, and they better feel good about themselves or they're going to get their ass kicked.
Yeah, that's probably right, especially when you play for the Browns, maybe. But the guy did pretty well last year. You know, it was interesting hearing them talk about last year again, kind of revisit this part of the story, because Yelich and him became friends the previous winter when Mayfield came to the gym where Yelich works out and was getting ready for the combine, and they just kind of hit it off and became friends. And then all the little things that happened along the way that were just kind of like, that just worked out. Like, when the day Mayfield took over that Thursday night game against the Jets where he wore the Yelich jersey to the field, he had called Yelich the day before and said, I'm going to do something. And Yelich didn't know what it was. Well, it was wearing the jersey to the field. But then it turned out the thing he did was get in the game and win the game for the Browns, the first time in, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And then after the game, he does the Yelich for MVP thing that, we jumped on and MLB jumped on. And then, you know, that was just like, and at the same time, the Brewers were traveling to Pittsburgh that night, and they just happened to be a day where they got in early enough to watch the game, which how often does that happen on a Thursday night game? And then when Yelich wins the award, it happens to be Mayfield's bye week, and he's able to come over to the house and, you know, hang out with all the guys and be part of that show on MLB Network. So it was the whole story was just kind of charmed from the start. And it was really, it was kind of cool that he could get into camp. And, you know, they were smart about it. They really, really wanted an EP. They talked about it a lot. John Gray is an Oklahoma Sooner who was pitching for the Rockies that second day. Mayfield was there. And Mayfield really wanted to do it, but, you know, common sense kind of. Yeah. Wow. I don't think the Browns would have been very happy to see him going to the batter's box.
No, probably not.
How do you do as a first base coach, though?
He did, you know, it was probably 5 out of 10 because he had the stopwatch, which was good, but he didn't know what to do with the stopwatch, which is bad. He waved Moustakas to second base on a double. I guess that was pretty good. And then when Moustakas homered, they didn't connect for a high five.
Ooh.
And Moustakas blamed himself. He said, all those years at Kauffman Stadium, you learn that you better run everything out, because that stadium is so big, you don't know when a ball is going to hit off the wall that you think is way out. So he was kind of chugging around first, and Mayfield missed him, but then he recovered by getting over to the dugout rail and got a high five there. So it was cool. It was it's the right time of camp to do it too. That final week where things kind of drag a little maybe, and I think everybody it was just something different. Bring in a Heisman winner and an NFL quarterback. It was just a good time to do something that was pretty fun.
Here's the thing about Council. Whereas guys in the past, managers in the past, some of these old school guys might not be good with it, but Council kind of lets these guys do a few things that other managers might not. Even, he's like kind of an old school guy, obviously, but he adjusts to it, unlike maybe a guy like Ken Maku who would frown on something like this.
Yeah, I wondered too, Maka, Ron Renicki, would they have been for that? Renicki was in the Joe Madden school where they did do some fun stuff, or Mike Socha rather, some fun stuff like in the clubhouse in the morning. So I bet Renicki would have been cool with it. The thing is it didn't get in the way of anything. That was what that was the key. The guys also got their work in. This was just something a little extra on top of it. So, there was no harm in it. And, Mayfield got through the sun drill without taking one in the forehead and got through first base without getting a Travis Shaw hook one, into his kneecap or something stupid like that. So everything came out okay, and it was a good time, and it was fun. I guarantee you Yelich is going to training camp. Somehow they're going to make that happen with the schedules. Hopefully, then you say the same. You just want him to get through everything okay without something really dumb happening and a guy gets hurt.
Talking with Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. So we saw Jimmy Nelson on Saturday, three good innings from him. He was obviously very pumped about that, as you would expect him to be and want him to be. What does that do for the timeline, if anything, to when we might see him back at the big league level? And I think you guys brought this up with Council too, a second part of that question. Do we assume that he goes back in a starter role, or because he looked good in that relief role? I know it doesn't count, but anything, but he looked pretty good the other day.
Yeah, and I did ask that, and the answer was that they see that he's stretching out as a starter, that they think that there is, that he helps them as a starting pitcher. So that's the answer to that. And look, I guess what it did for as far as the timeline, I'm not sure that it accelerated the timeline, but it at least was the first glimpse of like the old Jimmy Nelson, because the first outing was okay. It was just one inning, the first one, so you kind of put yourself in danger by drawing too much from it. But the velocities were 91. I think there was maybe a 92. Now you're talking 95 miles an hour in the second outing, and that's encouraging. It's not all velocity, but Craig Council and the catcher was Tuffy Goswitch. He said they were almost more encouraged by the breaking stuff, and Jimmy got a couple of strikeouts on breaking balls, including the last one. And you talk about him being pumped. He was literally pumped because he gave this like regular season style fist pump after getting out of the ninth inning. A minor league outfielder dropped a fly ball. It should have been three scoreless innings for Jimmy, but there was an unearned run on there because of that drop. But then he kind of bounces back, gets the strikeout, and the Brewers walked it off in the next half inning. So it's just spring training. He conceded that. It's just one outing, but it was like one of those things where the way Goswitch put it was, now Jimmy Nelson can say to himself, it's there, like I can do this. And that maybe could be, if he gets through this thing and comes back and plays any kind of role, maybe that's the day that he looks back on as the turning point where, he kind of got back to what he was before. So, look, there's a lot of steps ahead. The next one is his next outing will be a minor league game, just because the innings are tight now, because the guys that are on the opening day roster are all stretched out and there's just not innings to give. So it's going to be a bit now before we see Jimmy Nelson. And we'll see what they do with him after this next outing. Then the team leaves. He'll have to stay behind because that's where the games are down here in spring training. And then once the minor league season begins, do they pitch him in the minors somewhere to get some real innings under his belt? Or does he come back to the big leagues? I don't know the answer to that, but it you know, it looks like that he's an option. Yes, the way Council has been putting it is they have six starters that are going to be in a six-man rotation, basically, but one guy is in the minors. And that doesn't include Nelson. Nelson is kind of the seventh guy. So how they fit him in is going to be, you know, your guess right now is kind of as good as mine. I think the key is first get him built up to full strength, you know, 100 pitches, and then sort of see where you're at with your other players.
Two guys who had to have performed well at spring training, I thought, and I want to know what are they going to do with these guys. Zach Davies, two home runs, gave six runs. He's got an ERA near eight. Chase Anderson pitches tomorrow. He has not been good either. What do you do with either one of those guys, because you can't trust him right now in a big league game?
Well, Davies had been throwing the ball well. He's given up the runs in his last two outings. And the one yesterday was bad, and he called it a waste. I don't think I've ever heard a player say that. He tried a mechanical adjustment that he thought was going to be something good. It wasn't good at all. It made all his stuff really flat up in the zone. And he was pretty mad yesterday about, you know, looking back, he says it wasn't the time at camp to do that. He'd been throwing the ball okay. And, you know, he thought an ill-timed adjustment this close to the season. And he thinks he can just, you know, take it away and go back to what he was doing. And he was happy with the way he was throwing the ball. He gave up four runs in the outing before to the Giants, but it was a more extended outing, and he wasn't upset with the way he pitched in that game. So I think Davies is less of a concern than Anderson, who's doing this altered delivery. He did some stuff where he's, you know, his timing is a little bit like Nolan Ryan's, where he's looking down at his feet as he winds up. He's trying to get, like, the right rhythm. He talks a lot about trying to get downhill off the mound. And he's had pitches here and there where it feels great, but he hasn't put it together for a whole outing. And it starts to get a little bit concerning, because, you know, we're now 10 days away or whatever it is from opening day, and you want a guy feeling good. And he is not just consistently throwing the ball the way he wants to. So I think of those two, Anderson is one to be more concerned about. And I mentioned the six starters. The only thing they've declared so far is Sessin starting opening day. You've got Davies and Anderson lined up after that in that order. And then you've got the young guys kind of mixed in, Woodruff, Burns, and Freddie Peralta. Of those five guys, the young guys plus Anderson Davies, they all have options. So you've got flexibility to really do whatever you want with those spots. And, you know, whether that's start Anderson or Davies in the big leagues to start the season but have a short leash, and if there's trouble, say for Anderson, if this delivery doesn't click in, maybe you have justification and you sort of say, we're going to send him down and let him work on it. Or you just do that to start the season, and you go with the younger guys. Freddie Peralta is probably number six. That's how I would, if I lined him up, I would put him six in terms of experience, certainly. And I think he has a good, you know, on paper, maybe he's your AAA San Antonio opening day pitcher, but he's throwing the ball really, really well this spring. Of all the guys, he's throwing the ball really well. And, you know, maybe you start the season with him. I don't know how they're going to line. They just haven't told us what they're thinking on that yet. And because of the options, they literally have so many options, it's hard to predict.
Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. We've talked a lot about pitching. I think next week we'll try to talk a little bit more about the outfield and some of those utility guys, and we'll see if we learn anything in that time. We appreciate your time as always, Adam. We will talk to you next week, and then we'll see you in 9-10 days for opening day.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Thursday. That's 10 days away, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty weird, the Thursday opening day, but I think it'll be fun. We will see you there, Adam.
I can't wait to see you guys.
Oh, I can't wait to see you. Group picture?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
All of us in our ties, probably.
I wear a suit on opening day.
Yeah, ties. I mean, I know McKelvey does.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a Jeff Suppan tradition.
I'll have to go find some socks. Last year I wore hamburger socks because I thought...
Hamburger?
Hamburger, like baseball... snack. I was trying to find like a
hot
cool
dogs go with hamburger.
I don't have hot dog socks.
Okay, but hot dogs go with.
I'll go find some baseball socks.
Unless you're grilling outside.
Yeah. All right. Well, now
parking lot.
Now we're talking about nothing. Adam, we'll let you go. We will talk to you next week.
See ya.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.